Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Blow, blow, winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. So wrote the great poet William Shakespeare. Our gospel story today is about 10 healed lepers. Only one had gratitude, came back, and gave thanks. Why only one cleansed leper returned to thank Jesus has been suggested in the following 9 reasons. One waited to see if the cure was real. One waited to see if it would last. One said he would see Jesus later. One decided that he had never had leprosy. One said he would have gotten well anyway. One gave the glory to the priest. One said, oh well, Jesus didn't really do anything. Well, perhaps those reasons. We can all identify with them. Why people don't give thanks, second thoughts, doubting that God has really done something that he has. But the reason I believe God wants us to see for the unthankfulness of the 9 lepers runs very much deeper. It's like that comment about ingratitude by the famous Christian apologist of the 19th century, G.K. Chesterton. He said, when we were children, we were grateful to those who filled our stockings at Christmas time. Why are we not grateful now to God for filling our stockings with legs? The story of the 10 lepers reveals that a source of ingratitude reaches beyond any human explanation for the ingratitude of the 9. It's in what the horrible disease of leprosy symbolizes in the Bible. Consider the nature of the physical disease. God didn't create nor cause it, but leprosy is a horrid sickness of the flesh. It gnaws at and rots our humanity. Ironically, it's in the flesh that this disease eventually kills its victims. Human flesh is not bad, but leprosy, striking at that which God created, ruins it. It's in this affliction that the nature of the physical illness points to a spiritual condition. Therefore, God in the Old Testament declared leprosy to be a symbol of what spiritually destroys humanity. It's called sin. Here is a spiritual kind of leprosy, if you will. Humans were created to be good. Greatest feat of all God's creation, but we rebelled against God. Sin entered humanity. And like leprosy, it corrupts that which is good. For this reason, the Bible calls the sinful condition of humanity the flesh. In fact, it's been read in our epistle reading today. Holy Mother Church juxtaposes the epistle reading from Galatians 5 about the flesh with this gospel story having to do with the physical healing of 10 lepers afflicted with a disease in the flesh. Here's what St. Paul says. The deeds of the flesh are these: immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing. It's this kind of sinful condition at work in us that is summarized in one word theologically in the New Testament, and it's the flesh. A commentator named Dr. W.G. Scroggie once asked, well, what is meant by the term flesh? He answered the question by saying, the flesh may be defined as man's fallen nature as under the power of sin. It is the evil principle in man's nature, the traitor within who is in league with the attackers without. The flesh provides the tinder on which the devil's temptations can kindle. Unquote. sinful condition that the lepers symbolized in their own disease is the reason the nine of them did not return to give thanks. But there's good news in our story. We should not miss it. For the story really doesn't dwell on the nine who didn't give thanks. It rather focuses our attention to one remarkable healed leper who did come back and give thanks to Jesus Christ. And what he does takes us to the real focus of the story, the center of it all, Jesus Christ. The reason is that in this story is the message that Jesus Christ is the true victor over the flesh. He's the only one who's ever conquered the flesh. Just as he can and did heal the wretched physical sickness of leprosy, which he did, he physically healed them, thanks be to God. But even greater, the message is that he heals another kind of flesh. Mark Bubeck put it in the following words, quote, "The only hope for escape from the law of the flesh is its total execution and replacement of a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ," unquote. This is the message time and again in the New Testament. Jesus Christ defeated sin, death, and yes, the flesh, all those ugly things that we war against every single day. Christ has the power to help us defeat these sinful characteristics described by St. Paul as the flesh. The apostle, though, if you remember the epistle reading, follows his brief summation of the flesh with another short summary statement contrasting that sinful condition. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. He says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance." So the good news for us in our story is that Jesus Christ heals the flesh physically and spiritually. For this reason, in this story we're told that gratitude and thankfulness are a kind of barometer of someone who has really found the victor over the flesh. The one who defeated the sinful condition of the flesh, of course, is Jesus Christ. But one who recognizes that Christ is his victor and healer will be marked by gratitude. A person of gratitude. And moreover, thankfulness and being grateful to God is a sign that we are being healed from all those ugly facets of the sinful flesh. I'll even go one step further. It's by giving thanks that we become grateful. Try it sometime when we're grousing and grumbling and complaining. Try being grateful and watch what happens. A miracle will take place in your soul. It's by giving thanks that we become thankful. People who thank God for what is eating up his or her life have a way of letting go of all those negative traits of the flesh. It just works that way, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the message of the 10 lepers, first, is that Christ is the only one who can heal leprosy the way he did, especially our spiritual leprosy of the flesh. If we receive him and fall down at his feet and have faith like that one leper, that 10th leper, will recognize him and his life as the source of healing. Second, you know who has the healing life of Christ in him or her? By the element of gratitude in that life. And three, by thanking God, we become thankful. Someone has said, "Have faith, keep praying, and be thankful. Remember, God's answers are wiser than your prayers." Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."